driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Darius, you might want to put a bookmark in this one, because I think this might end up being a topic, especially here during these summer months. In fact, I just kind of audible and decided, let's do this tomorrow based on this story I'm about to give you. This is courtesy of the Washington Business Journal via our boss. Sent me this last night. Kings Dominion has received approval from Hanover County to construct a new roller coaster on the eastern edge of the popular amusement park. According to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the large-scale roller coaster will replace Volcano, the blast coaster, which was closed in 2019 amid a series of mechanical issues. The new coaster, which in county filings goes by the name Amendment 47, is expected to open in 2025. The new ride could be the biggest roller coaster at the Doswell, Virginia amusement park since the Intimidator 305 coaster opened in 2010, according to the report. So, I thought about this the other day. I had a buddy and his kids. They went to Kings Dominion recently. Brother Grant did it as well, not that long ago, right? I haven't been in forever. So this is probably, I think it's probably before the year 2000 that I last went as a teenager. Just because, you know, life stuff happens. Like I'm working or I got kids or, you know, just it's not something that you do routinely as someone like in your mid-20s. Like when I was Ryan's age, I was like, dude, bros, is there a rooftop? Like who's bringing the Miller Lights, bro? Like, bruh, sus, truss. Let's go, skibbity. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. As like, how many Miller Lights can I drink tonight? A little bit less, like let's go on the roller coasters. But it's the best. Kings Dominion was, and it seems like it still is, the best. So we've talked about this many times on the program. So what I want to do when we do this tomorrow, Darius, you want to just go, what's your favorite roller coaster of all time at Kings Dominion? Is it as simple as that? What's your one seed? Like, what roller coaster brought you the most joy?
I think we can do that. Because definitely Kings Dominion, I think, is the best park around here. Now, that's without me ever going to Busch Gardens. I've never been to Busch Gardens.
You never did the George W. Gardens?
Never did the George W. Gardens.
You never went to Reggie Gardens?
No. Dang it, I don't know any other Bushes.
You never went to Blank Whacker Gardens? Bushwhackers, is that too much?
That's good.
Is that too obscure?
That was good, though.
Thanks.
I think we keep it simple. I like that.
So, Busch Gardens, back in my day, had basically two main roller coasters. I don't know what they've got now. Again, it has been 30-some years since I went. The Big Bad Wolf. Now, people sleep. The Big Bad Wolf was really scary. So the way the Big Bad Wolf worked at Busch Gardens, at George W. Gardens, was you're in basically like a cable car. And it connects above you. Does that make sense? So like instead of the normal, what do you call it? Like a roller coaster where it's connected to the ground or connected to the actual mechanism underneath you so that you're riding in a car, this was above you. It was kind of like the Shockwave back in the day at Kings Dominion, but it was this like cable car kind of thing. I don't know how to explain it better than that. And you were so high up once you got up there and the wind would blow and you'd kind of rock back and forth. And it just, I'm telling you, if you were scared of heights, which I am and was, God, that ride terrified me. That was scarier than Loch Ness Monster where you're doing all the loop-de-loops and the flips and stuff. Because that one, you're always propelled forward and you can look out. If you're a heights fear guy, like going the slowly up the hill, if you look out to the sides, you're like, well, I'm really high up. This is terrifying. If this rickety wood construction doesn't hold up, I'm pummeled. I could sort of look forward out into the, you know, kind of into space and not feel as claustrophobic, or not claustrophobic, but as fearful of heights. But on that Big Bad Wolf, I did it one time and I was like a little bit nauseous. I can't do it again. I did it though. The Loch Ness Monster was silly at Busch Gardens. But back to Kings Dominion. So I've talked about this a million times. The move, when you got in at Park First Open at Kings Dominion, I want to say it was 8 back in the day. Maybe it was 9. I don't know. But I know we'd leave super, super early to be first in the lot. But what we do is we'd be by the exit. You park by the exit and you haul your butt all the way to the entrance. See what I'm saying? You didn't park close and then struggle to get out later when you were leaving towards the end of the day, park close. You parked far away. You walked up there. You got in, and everybody immediately would run to the close ones. They go to the Berserker, which is immediately on the left, which I'll never ride. I did it one time. It was the worst. Then a little bit further to the left was the Scooby-Doo. People would flock to the Scooby-Doo or go straight to the Anaconda, which was new, or when the Shockwave was new, go straight back there. The move where you could get as many rides as you wanted quickly. The first hour of the park as it opened, before people really made their way back there, there was a little corridor where the Rebel Yell and the Grizzly were, and you would just go alternate. Sometimes you'd go multiple times on the Grizzly. Your joints would be sore because that son of a gun was rattling the whole time, right? It was old and rickety. That Grizzly Bear was, you know, old people would come off with that I can't turn my head neck. You know that one when you sleep wrong, you can't turn your head to the right?
I've always wondered how that's legally allowed. I've gotten off that ride. Now, I'm a little bit bigger gentleman than most, but I've gotten off that ride with so much pain in each of my thighs.
Stuff is rattling.
Unbelievable.
You're sore. It was like grandfathered in code-wise. You know what I mean? If they built it today, you couldn't do that, but they built it then, so somehow it was fine. Like one guy's down. I just picture one guy down at the bottom, kind of leaning against one of the rails to hold the whole thing up, you know? But the Grizzly and the Rebel Yell, you could ride those things for an hour before everyone else got there. That was the best part. Then you do try to hit the other line strategically near pieces of pizza, or if you have like a younger kid with you, let them do like the teacups or like some kind of smaller thing or whatever. But so if you're asking me what my favorite roller coaster was at King's Dominion, it was probably the Grizzly. Because I did that one the most. The fact that there wasn't a line, those lines made it so miserable so many times, right? When other rides were new, I remember when they first put in the Shockwave, that's how old I am. I'm old enough to remember the pre and post Shockwave. That was what everyone was obsessed with. Because that was the standing roller coaster where it loads you in above the top like you're about to start Halo. You know what I mean? Like the flood's coming and you're about to do a drop. You're like Tom Cruise in The Edge of Tomorrow on one of those kind of things where they open up the ground or they open up the base of the helicarrier you're locked in.
Do you do the Halo music, by the way? Do you do the...
I can't.
You don't got an imitation that
like
you can do of it?
Like the big choir song?
More of like the battle music.
No? I should study it and do it. I don't know if I can. It wouldn't be the, wouldn't be in that kind of key, key, the lower kazoo.
Yeah.
Maybe I could try it for you. I don't have it now. I'll look at it. We'll look at it. We'll break down the film during the break.